Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Reese reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nelson moves to third. Brown moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Brown scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro strikes out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Fuller moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller scores. Tiant moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Miller now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards third. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Askew reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reese strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller throws towards second. Renick fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Renick. Harper scores. Tiant moves to third. Nelson moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. There goes Oliva. The throw from Askew to second, and Oliva is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to third. Harper moves to second. Lime pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Tony Horton pinch hits for Lime. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Reese reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Renick strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Oliva trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Askew, who tags Oliva for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.